Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, at this time, I seek unanimous consent to immediately, to recognize Representative Mark Smith for immediate consideration of House Resolution 32.
Lady has unanimous consent for immediate consideration of House Resolution 32. Are there objections? The chair hears none. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Marshall, Representative Smith, for opening remarks on House Resolution 32.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, gentlewomen and gentlemen of the House. I think that President Hoover would have very much liked the music that we had here this morning. It's my great honor to read the resolution honoring the person who is the 2012 recipient of the Herbert Hoover Uncommon Public Citizen Award, or Service Award. A resolution recognizing Representative David E. Heaton as the 2012 recipient of the Herbert Hoover Uncommon Public Service Award. Representative Heaton, would you join us back here for the rest of the reading? Whereas Herbert Hoover was born a visionary and dedicated public servant, and through his tireless efforts, millions of lives were saved in the years after World War I. And whereas to honor that spirit of public service, the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library Association has created the Herbert Hoover Uncommon Public Service Award. And whereas the association annually presents the Herbert Hoover Uncommon Public Service Award to the Iowa legislators who exemplify President Hoover's humanitarian efforts and have gone above and beyond the call of duty to demonstrate uncommon service and commitment to the people of Iowa. And whereas in 2012, the association awarded the 6th annual Herbert Hoover Uncommon Public Service Award to Representative David E. Heaton. And whereas Representative Heaton combined two decades of public service with a career in Main Street business, and whereas in his public career, Representative Heaton embodies a commitment to fiscal restraint combined with a deep and abiding concern for those in need, and whereas these two traits demonstrate that Representative Heaton embodies the spirit of Herbert Hoover himself and has clearly earned the 2012 Herbert Hoover Uncommon Public Service Award, and therefore be it resolved by the House of Representatives that the House of Representatives thanks the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library Association for the creation of the Herbert Hoover Uncommon Public Service Award and congratulates Representative Heaton on receiving the 2012 award. Mr. Speaker, I move the resolution.
The gentleman from Marshall moves adoption of House Resolution 32. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Congratulations.
Mr. Speaker,
Ladies and gentlemen of the House and everyone here today, I just never would ever have imagined a restaurant owner who had to wash a lot of dishes in his life would ever receive an award like this or have the opportunity to be in this room to work with you all for the betterment of the people of Iowa. I learned a lot in those years working in my restaurant, working with people who truly struggle, raise their family, educate their children, and many struggling because they don't have a lot. And I listened to those people. And when I had the opportunity to come up here and represent my district, it was those experiences that I had shared in the years prior to that I brought all those with me to allow me to do what I can to make life better for others. I've dedicated the last 14 years as chair or ranking member of the Health and Human Services Appropriation Committee to try to do that. Some years it's easier than others, but I've always faced up to the challenge and tried to do my best. I can't tell you how much I appreciate the support of my wife. To run a business of 35 employees while I was gone week after week and hold the business together, truly a challenge for her. She has given so much to me and allowed me to do what I do that I just can't ever thank her enough for all that you've done, Carmen. Thank you so much. My brother Denny joins me today. He is kind of the fire for me at home. He has worked tirelessly on all of my campaigns, and he constantly asks me, you know, to make a difference. And I listen to him and take what he has to say to heart. He's been a force behind me also. I've held the microphone enough. I just again want to say thank you very much for this great honor, and it's a pleasure to join my other fellow legislators who have received this award. Thank you. Thank you again.
I recognize Gentleman Marshall, Representative Smith.
Mr. Speaker, with your permission, I'd like to talk a little bit more about these two extraordinary Iowans, Representative Heaton and President Hoover.
You are in order.
Thank you. In presenting this award today, I think that we already heard the incredible story of a restaurant owner in Mount Pleasant, Iowa, and that is coupled with an orphan from West Branch, Iowa, who obtained the office of being President of the United States. President Hoover was an uncommon and extraordinary public servant. His commitment to public service is evident by his strong efforts to establish organizations known today as UNICEF, Boys Clubs, Girls Clubs, and the Hoover Institute on War, Revolution, and Peace. His diligent humanitarian efforts saved the lives of millions of people suffering from the devastations of World War I and World War II. My family and I have had the opportunity to travel to Finland a number of times, and while we've been there, we've met a number of people who received their education by Hoover Aid after the war, and we know that he raised tremendous amounts of money to help with the Finnish resistance when they were invaded by the Soviet Union in 1939. The Herbert Hoover Presidential Library Association established the Uncommon Public Service Award to be presented annually to recognize Iowa legislators who have demonstrated uncommon and extraordinary public service to the people of Iowa. Each year, the award is presented to one member of the Iowa House and the Iowa Senate who exemplifies Herbert Hoover's humanitarian efforts and commitment with uncommon service to the people of Iowa. Past recipients have been Representative Scott Racker and Senator John Kibbe in 2007. In 2008, I was honored to receive the award along with Senator David Johnson. In 2009, the recipients were Representative Jeff Kaufman and Senator Dennis Black. In 2010, the recipients were Representative Lance Horbach and Senator Darrell Beal. In 2011, Representative Annette Sweeney and Senator Robert Dvorsky. In 2012, Representative Roy Chambers and Senator Steve Sodders. Recipients become honorary members of the Herbert Hoover Library Association for 1 year and are included on the Wall of Uncommon Iowans at the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library in West Branch, Iowa. Born in West Branch in Cedar County in August of 1874, Herbert Hoover lived and worked in 57 countries and saved the lives of well over a billion people. And that grants him the distinction of being one of four Iowans, along with George Washington Carver, Henry Wallace, and Norman Borlaug, of being the four Iowans who have fed the world. Being uncommon is a quality of life and of service that we see often in our great state. We find uncommon people in our schools, churches, courts, and hospitals, among other places. We even find them in our state government. And that's why we are here today to recognize this uncommon legislator, Representative Heaton. Representative Heaton is the Iowa State Representative from the 91st District, representing all of Henry County and the northern portions of Lee County. He served in the Iowa House of Representatives since January 1995. Representative Heaton demonstrates on a daily basis that the true leader is a person who brings people together to overcome challenges. He is a leader who serves as an anchor for others wishing to grow, learn, and lead. Dave Heaton is a champion for Iowans who are the most vulnerable citizens. Children with mental illnesses, the disabled, and tens of thousands of Iowans receiving Medicaid services. He fights for them each and every day. He has never hesitated to debate and fight forces in either political party who stand in his way of trying to provide the best services the state can afford. Representative Heaton serves on the Center for Rural Health and Primary Health Advisory Committee, the Early Childhood Iowa State Board, the Medical Assistance Projections and Assessment Council, and the Mental Health and Disabilities Commission. He is a former public school teacher and served in the United States Army Reserve 872nd Ordnance Company. He served on numerous civic and professional organizations, including Kiwanis International, Henry County Pork Producers, Henry County Farm Bureau, and the Iowa Licensed Beverage Association. He is the past president of the Iowa Restaurant Association, former board member of the Mount Pleasant Chamber of Commerce, and former co-chair of the Henry County Republican Party. He currently serves on several committees in the Iowa House, the Appropriations Committee, the Human Resources Committee, and the Judiciary Committee. He serves as ranking member on the Health, he has served as ranking member on the Health and Human Services Appropriations Subcommittee. Representative Heaton's humble nature will never allow him to consider the impact he has had on an immeasurable number of lives, but the evidence is clear. Whether through taking the time to visit young Iowans and their future goal and hear about their future goals and aspirations, going the extra step of help a struggling Iowan, regardless of whether or not that person is his constituent, or promoting policies that have the best interests of the entire state in mind, the lives that have been improved by Representative Heaton's involvement are immeasurable. As chair of the Human Services Budget Subcommittee, he has taken the time to visit all of the institutions that he has oversight over. Representative Heaton has a unique and uncommon way in which he leads a challenge and inspires other legislators. In a world where people are stepping on one another to get to the top, to win most accolades, and to take most credit, Dave Heaton has a completely different approach. He instead finds new leaders, other legislators, and works quietly side by side with them on significant and serious issues, all while giving them credit. Through his work and humble leadership, he inspires other legislators to greatness and achieves monumental changes for the state of Iowa. Born and raised in Sigourney, Iowa, Representative Heaton received his bachelor's degree in history in 1964 from Iowa Wesleyan College in Mount Pleasant, Iowa, where he currently resides. He was awarded an honorary Doctorate of Laws degree from Iowa Wesleyan College, and in 1997, he received the Distinguished Alumni Award from Iowa Wesleyan College. For 40 years, he and his family owned and operated a popular restaurant operation, the Iris, located in Mount Pleasant. He and his wife, Carmen, are the parents of two grown children and have two grandchildren. Representative Heaton exhibits an uncommon valor, a rare temperament, and an exceptional heart for service. Congratulations, Representative Heaton, on being the Iowa House of Representatives 2013 Uncommon Public Service Award recipient.